Hey, it's Max from Laverne, and you're listening to CITR.
Sweet. Yeah. Everybody, congratulations. You just got to hear new Chrisorific. Happy new Chrisorific Music Day. That was an album released late last night, early this morning. It's called Treats. It officially comes out August 23rd when Chrisorific will be having a release party for it at the Toast. But it's live. It's live online. So like I said, it's called Treats. That was the song... I was around before any of you were born. Indeed. Excellent. Thank you, Chrisorific, for blessing us with this. You are listening to Dunkin' Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM, coming to you from traditional unceded Musqueam territory here at the University of British Columbia. On today's show, we have some brand new Alimony, some new Puzzlehead, previewing a show happening tonight at Thor's Palace and a couple things happening nearby. Also catching up on some shows I saw recently. And a big thank you to Eleanor for filling in last week. I don't know if she actually referred to her show as Eleanor Eccles, Eleanor's Eclairs. Not everyone's as beholden to the baked analogies as I am. But yeah, thank you for that. And there should be a podcast of that up soon. And next week, Dora will be filling in because I'll be away again next week. All right. Starting off post-Chrisorific with some sad news. David Berman of the Silver Jews died last week. I wasn't around to play a song in his remembrance. And over the last week or so, I've been listening to a lot of the Silver Jews and Purple Mountains, his new band, and reading his poetry and just remembering how much he meant to me and to lots of other people. So I wanted to play a few songs from David Berman at the top here. Going to start off with the first album I heard of his, which was called American Water. And this was a Silver Jews record recorded, I think, in the late 90s. I'm not sure of the exact date. I think 98. Featuring Steve Malkmus of Pavement. And it really, I often find the first thing you hear of a band is the thing that you're most beholden to. But this particular song and the album in general are just so great and emblematic of what I loved about David Berman's work. And then we're going to hear a Purple Mountain song and one more Silver Jews song. All right, here is Silver Jews from American Water with the song Random Rules.
In 1984, I was hospitalized for approaching perfection. Slowly screwing my way across Europe, they had to make a correction. Broken and smoking where the infrared deer plunge in the digital snake. I tell you, they make it so you can't shake hands when they make your hand shake. I know cross the wrong rivers and walk down all the wrong halls. But nothing can change the fact that we used to share a bed. And that's why it scared me so when you turned to me and said, yeah, you look like someone. Yeah, you look like someone who up and left me low. Boy, you look like someone I used to know. Somewhere beyond. watched it, then you know. You know. It's not the purple hills, it's not the silver lakes, it's not the snow cloud shadowed interstates, it's not the icy bike chain rain of Portland, Oregon. Nothing's wrong, no one's asking, but the fear's so strong it leaves you gasping. No way to last out here like this for long. 'Cause everywhere I go, I know. Everywhere I go, I know. All my happiness is gone. All my happiness is gone.
This summer, take a walking tour of the outdoor art on the UBC campus. Since the late 1940s, works of outdoor art have been collected by the university to enrich the campus environment. Together, these artworks give voice to multiple stories about the history of UBC and Vancouver, and are part of an ever-evolving narrative about art, space, and place, and our own sense of ourselves. There's guided tours featuring highlights of the collection. They vary in length from 1 to 1.5 hours. You can also enjoy a self-guided tour at your own pace. Download the Outdoor Art Tour Book or pick up a copy at the gallery. Suggested routes take about 20 minutes to walk, while a full tour takes about 3 hours. To find out more, or to book a tour, go to belkin.ubc.ca and search for Outdoor Art Tours.
Good people of CITR land of Vancouver, of the lower mainland, not really. My name is Chris Sarifik.
August 23rd at the Toast Collective. That's Friday.
Or, as I like to call it, the day that I find out how unbelievably unpopular my show is.
We've only just begun.
Come celebrate 20 years of the Parts Unknown show with Chris Horrific and special guests Garbage Dreams, Jerk Jails, and from Missoula, Montana, Wrinkles. It is also the release of Chris Horrific's new album, Treats. That's Friday, August 23rd at the Toast Collective.
I wish I lived in the power and the light. I wish it wasn't Saturday night, 'cause I can't raise hell. No, I can't raise hell for two. I wish I had $1,000. I wish I was the Royal Trucks, but mostly I wish I was with you. When I was summoned to the phone, I knew in my bones that you had died alone. We've never never been promised there'll be a tomorrow. So let's just call it the death of an heir of sorrows. The death of an heir of sorrows. I have not avoided certainty. It has always just eluded me. I wish I knew. I wish I knew for true. I wish I had a rhinestone suit. I wish I had a new pair of boots. But mostly I wish. I wish I was with you. We'd never been promised there'll be a tomorrow. So let's just call it the death of an heir of sorrows. The death of an heir of sorrows.
All right, that was the Silver Jews from their album Bright Flight, the song Death of an Heir of Sorrows. That was a song written about Robert Bingham IV, a friend of David Berman's who died in 1999. And he had published, he had a publishing book publishing concern called Open City. And it was he that published the book of poetry that David Berman put out called Actual Air. And his death was also inspired the song Church on White by Stephen Malkmus from his first solo record. Before that, we heard All My Happiness Is Gone from the new Purple Mountains record out now on Drag City. And at the top, we heard Random Rules from American Water by Silver Jews. Moving on to happier things, Alimony have a new record out. It's called Release, and we're going to listen to the song Fool's Gold. Alimony are going to be putting that record out with a party. It's going to be at, I wish I had done this instead of reading tweets about David Berman. It is going to be on August August 24th, Alimony Release Party with Brutal Poodle, great, and Jerry, whom I don't know. And that's at Dan's Brewing, which is, if you know where the emergency room used to be, it's kind of right next to there, on the block just east of Astoria. If you go around back, Dan's Brewing has a pretty cool room in the back of the brewery, and I saw Stork play there a few months ago. So just go one block east of the Astoria and walk down the alley, and you will find Dan's Brewing's CBDBs is what they're calling it. All right, let's give a listen to this Alimony song. It's called Fool's Gold. Here we go. We'll be right back. All right, so that was the Sorrells from Montreal. The debut release of a new record label entitled Rita Records, which is the brainchild of Jamie Ray of the Pale Lips, who splits her time between Montreal and Saskatoon. A promising debut. That was the song Schoolgirl Blues. Before that, we heard Puzzlehead from their new record, Big Sniff. Ugh, gross. This mic doesn't smell good, and you probably didn't want to hear that either. That was the song White Knuckles. Puzzlehead are releasing that record into the world this Sunday. They're going to have a release show at 333 on Clark Drive. Can you guess the address? And they're playing with Linda Fox, Bedwetters Anonymous, and Sylvia Rath. That should be a very fun night on a Sunday. So check that out. Before that, we heard Alimony. And like I said, Alimony are releasing that record on August 24th at CBDB's. And that's along with Brutal Poodle and Jerry. So much good new music coming into the world all the time. Yes. I had the privilege of seeing Washington, D.C.'s Gauche the other night. They were supposed to play at the Biltmore on Tuesday. For some reason, that got canceled. I don't know why. And they were able to find a makeup date at the Black Lab, which was perfect. It was way nicer to spend time at the Black Lab than the Biltmore. And Champion Lawnmower got back together to play along with them. So it was really, really fun night. And this song in particular jumped out at me. The drummer, who is also in the band Priests, jumped out from behind the kit to sing on the floor. And yeah, it was just I was in the bathroom when it started. I was like, are they doing a cover of Love Will Tear Us Apart by Joy Division? And it draws on some elements there, but it's a very fun song. So let's give a listen to Gauche. This is from A People's History of Gauche, out now on Merge Records, and this is the song Flash. Here we go. This is Gauche. No. Oh, what did I do there? Oh, okay. Let's just leap ahead, and then I'll go back to that. Here we go.
Yeah. Catch the flu. I dream of how many pounds I might lose.
CITR 101.9 FM and Discorder Magazine are excited to present Bridal Party's debut album, Too Much, coming out on Kingfisher Blues. Join us at the release show at the Waldorf Hotel Friday, August 23rd with opening acts Bored Decor, Babe Corner, and DJ Paisley Eva. Tickets are available at showpass.com, Red Cat, Neptune, and Zulu Records.
Chris Horrific.
You always wanted his character to be bigger than life.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is, without question, the greatest sports and entertainment event of all time. Be a part of it, Monday.
From 1 to 3 p.m.
The Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR. Sometimes cosmoses collide. Break your fingers!
On the rocks on the top, and you held me up.
Watch where you're going this Saturday, because it's time for Flatlandia again. Flatlandia is a music and arts and food festival. It's on Victoria Drive at Georgia, and a bunch of people live there. And for the last several years, they put on a day-long festival, and it's a lot of fun. So I highly recommend checking that out. Rooms, whom we just heard, that was their song "Watch Where You're Going" from the album "You're Like the Wind, A Big Gust of Nothing." They're going to be playing at 5:30 on Saturday. Devours is playing. Yoon is playing. Many other fine bands. Let's see. I don't recognize a lot of them. Mark Mills, he's great. Flat Earth, which is Tim the Mute's side project, and a bunch of others. And I bought a really nice loaf of bread there last year. It's a lot of fun. So if you're near the Drive or Hastings Sunrise, take a walk over there and check out Flatlandia. Before that, we heard Megabog from her new album, Dolphine. That was the song Left Door. I saw her play at Redgate a couple weeks ago. She had done a big show in Victoria that CFUV had put on there, and then hopped on a bill with another band that was not at all complimentary at Redgate. And so there was just a handful of people there to see Megabog, and then a lot of people talking very loudly because their friend's band had just finished playing, which was really sad because it was a lovely set, and this new record deserves all the audience it can get. Anyhow, that was the song Left Door. And before that, we heard Gauche. Get it? From their record, A People's History of Gauche, that was the song Flash. All very good. Tonight at Thor's Palace, there is a get-together featuring Terry Maple, who lives at Thor's, Ghost Thoughts, which is Davina Shell, formerly of The Oz and Non-La, and, well, currently of Non-La and lots of other bands, Movie Land. They're going to be playing along with Etienne Chiu. That's tonight at 8:30. And to get you ready for what that's going to sound like, here's some Terry Maple with his last song, Courtyard. Latest song.
Of course, like glue, they're harder than you.
are fun. Am I in love? Since I am waiting, the other one never waits. I arrive late. I play the game and know I've lost someone. Says you are.
That's Wise Blood, who played at the Imperial in Vancouver last night. It was fantastic, as to be expected. I saw her play in May at St. James Hall, and it was transcendent, and it was also really great last night. Not quite. I didn't get as close. It was much busier, but still very, very great. And I managed to get the t-shirt that I regretted not buying when Tim the Mute was working the merch stand in May. I got back there, got that t-shirt I wanted, which I'm very excited about. Look for it at a show at Redgate soon, I'm sure. This is the song Every Day from Titanic Rising, one of the best records of the year, if you ask me. I highly recommend you give it a listen. And before that, we heard Small Crush. They're going to be in town on September 5th at the Astoria. Let's hope it's still standing. There's been a bunch of fires around the Astoria. And they're going to be playing with Ian Sweet and... Oh, wait, no. They're playing with Peach Kelly Pop, sorry. Peach Kelly Pop on September 5th. Let me look that up really quick. I got my... Small Crush is going to be playing with Kylie V and Peach Kelly Pop at Redgate on September 5th. So check that out. That song was called Chicken Noodle from their self-titled album. Before that, we heard Ghost Thoughts from DABDA, the song Waiting for Robin, Denial. And Ghost Thoughts is going to be playing along with Terry Maple tonight at Thor's. Check that out. Going to close with a band that's playing on that other show that I was talking about, at the Astoria. They're called The Courtneys, and they put out a record a few years ago, and they've sort of been traveling the world, but very generously they're returning to their hometown to play an end-of-summer show, and they're going to be playing along with Ian Sweet and Devours, so that's going to be a very fun bill. I'm going to play one of my favorite songs ever, 90210 by The Courtneys from their debut album. This is really the sound of summer 2013, if you ask me. All right, here is The Courtneys. Thanks so much for listening, and I will see you in a couple weeks. Dora's Danishes on tap for next Thursday, and then we'll have a preview of Victory Square Block Party the Thursday after that. So make sure to keep it locked in here at CITR. And Fine is coming up next. You should check that out. All right, thanks for listening. Bye, everybody. Doing 24. There we go.